everyone that's watching. I finally got some time.
Yay!
With the Lisa Mason from Century 21 Western Seaboard in the Western Cape. Lisa, I knew you before I knew you.
Oh, wow.
I think when I had first joined this amazing international brand, your name was very synonymous with a lot of stories about success, stories about deals, stories about perseverance through difficult times, stories from the international offices, speaking mainly about the USA. And I'm really grateful to have you here. And I wanted to get to know you a bit better and pick your brain a bit. I want everyone else to get to know you a bit better. So you've been a real estate professional for some time. And I want to understand the journey that brought you to that point. Like, how long have you been an agent, and what was your previous life before you became a real estate agent?
Well, thanks, Eva, and thanks for the intro. I'm so happy that we can finally chat. It's been forever.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I basically started out in clothing design. So anything pretty and beautiful, I loved. But growing up, my dad was actually a property developer.
Okay.
And my mom was also involved in property. So as I was growing up, I was kind of surrounded by that. You know, I heard of deals being brokered and property development, and my dad was developing a lot in Camps Bay. So I grew up around it. And about 4 or 5 years ago, I was introduced. Well, actually, somebody asked me to come to a property kind of meeting. They were launching something, and I met the principal there, and she was like, "You have to come work for me." And I just got out of clothing, and I was like, "Okay. Why not? Let's just see how this goes." And yeah, I actually took to it like a duck to water. It was something that I wish I had actually started years and years ago.
Really?
So I love what I do. I really love what I do. So that's how I fell into it, actually. Yeah. That's what
That's
happened.
Amazing. It's amazing. You know, when you talk about you were in a completely different career, clothing.
Yeah.
Did up until that point that your principal or your business partner asked you to join, did you ever think, you know what, I wonder, maybe, you know, just like, did you ever wonder about real estate one day? I mean, because it's like almost like left field, completely.
Totally.
I understand the property development background. Did that ever play a part? Did you ever observe your family in that role and say, "Hey, I could do this, but maybe at the right time"? Or was it just as you said?
Yeah, no, I did. But I must say, I've always been a bit of a people person, and I've always loved homes and I love interiors. So it kind of all just came together at the right time. And at the right time in my life, and and when it happened, it was right, and I knew it was the right way to go. So I'm very blessed to be where I am.
Okay, so talk to me a little bit about where you are focused, the territory that you've mastered in real estate. Whereabouts in South Africa are you focused?
So I generally focus on Royal Ascot Estate. That's where I live. I've lived there for 16 years.
Yeah.
And everybody knows me. Everybody knows me. I've got billboards, I've got bus stops, everyone knows my car, everybody knows me. So I've made a name for myself. So it's obviously you have to start somewhere and build it up. Because I live there, it's made things a lot easier for me. Because obviously I'm seen every single day.
Yes.
I walk into my paddock shopping center and I can't go in there without 20 people saying hi to me.
I love
which is
that.
Amazing. Yeah. So I've made that my focus. Security estates as well. Everybody wants to live in a security estate.
Yeah.
So Royal Ascot Estate is exactly that. It's a security estate. And I focus on other estates within the area. And it's definitely the way people want to live. They want to be safe, they want to be secure. I know everything about the area and I'm known as the expert.
Absolutely. It's really important. I think we've seen some of the clues that we see in top performing real estate agents is that they truly live the area that they monetize and the area where they serve their clients. So, okay, that's where people can find you. If they don't already know you, there might be one or two people that don't know you yet. So in the beginning, I was saying that I knew you, like your name, your brand, before I knew you. And that tells a big story. And it makes me ask a lot of questions. And I don't think we'll cover it all in this episode with you. But you have consistently been a top real estate professional, regardless of what's going on in the market. I want to just decode a little bit about what you think the reasons are for that, mm-hmm. and the things that you consistently do to get the consistent results, because it's not the norm. What the norm is in maybe in every industry, but definitely in real estate, because real estate, one of the beauties about real estate is that it's such an easy entry industry. You don't need a degree. You don't need much. Look, you do need to comply with some regulatory stuff, but you don't need to study for years and years to be a super successful agent. And so because the barrier of entry is pretty easy to achieve, what I'm seeing is that the majority of real estate agents are not living the glamorous life that they could. So what is it that you think about Lisa that keeps you at the levels that you're at consistently through the years?
So I will definitely say that passion. Passion is my number one. If you're passionate about something, it's going to take you very, very far. Yeah. So I would say passion. I'm going to say a couple of things that are all going to sound very familiar to everybody. Tenacity, you know, your drive, your search for excellence, giving outstanding service, all the Century 21, that Century 21 embodies all of those things that we hear on a regular basis. That is what drives me. That is what keeps me going every single day. But my number one thing is passion. I'm passionate about what I do and I love what I do. I don't look at it as a job at all. We are involved in it's probably the biggest thing people do in their lives is purchase a home or sell a home.
Yes.
So if you're passionate about it and you love what you do, that shines through automatically. And people trust you, you know, you build up a relationship with them. Relationships are super, super important. So passion, relationships, tenacity, excellence, your drive, and putting that all together, you know, that just makes you want to do the best that you can do. And also the tools that you guys provide. You know, you can't go wrong. You actually can't go wrong. So if you want to get to a high level, you've just got to follow those things. But you can't buy passion. You've got to have passion. That's yeah, true. You've got to have that in you. So I always say to people, you know, a lot of people will say to me, oh, you just, you know, your job looks amazing. And you are, I mean, I had one person phone me once and say, oh, I've seen you on your billboard. I also want to be on a billboard. And I'm like, oh my word. You don't know what it takes. It's 24/7, 7 days a week. It's not just, I want to be on a billboard. So yeah, definitely I would say passion. Yeah, for what I do.
So let's talk about that side of it, because obviously it can be very lucrative. When you talk about passion, I think that for me answers a lot of questions, because a lot of people that are not doing as well are people that looked at it as I've got no other option to do this. It's a default. I have to do it. And you know, okay, that's a reason that one can accept it, but then there's, I'm doing it because I feel like I have to do it. I've got no other option. No one else will take me. As opposed to, this is what I really love doing. I'm so passionate about it. So let's talk about what it really takes. Let's talk about work ethic. How hard are you actually working? How many hours a day, a year, are you actually putting into this to get the results that you have?
So I don't want to burst anybody's bubble.
Just
it takes a lot of hard work, really. It's 24/7 every single day. I don't think a day goes by that I'm not doing something. It's either viewings, or it's new listings, or it's meeting sellers, or answering questions, or helping somebody. So literally it's 15 hours a day. I get up early every morning, 6 o'clock. I work often until 10 o'clock, clock plus 10. I'm sitting in bed on my laptop. I do viewings till late at night. But you know, that's what it takes. And as I say, if you love what you do, then it's not a chore. Then it's not, oh, why am I doing this? I don't want to do this. I don't have to do this. It's not. It's, you know, to see the end results, and to, you know, when you hand over those keys to your buyers and they're so grateful, they're so happy, you've changed their lives. That's something you can't buy. It's, yeah, it's amazing. It's such an amazing feeling. So it takes a lot of hard work.
Your passion is like spilling over into my computer in Johannesburg from where you are. I completely feel what you're saying. So it's exhausting, it's long hours, but you're happy doing it. And what you just said reminded me of a conversation I had with another group of agents recently, and the penny that dropped for me was, the time is going to pass anyways. Life is going to be difficult, and you're going to have challenges and personal problems regardless.
Yes.
So whether you're doing it, you know what I'm saying, is everything's going to be difficult anyway. So getting rich and getting successful and walking in the mall where everyone knows your name, it's difficult to get to that level. But it's also pretty difficult to be or to stay average.
Yeah.
And that was a big lesson for me, or a reminder as to what you just said. I wanted to ask you, you probably have thousands of examples to share with me, but let's go back to the earlier days when you were still becoming a professional right in the beginning, or maybe it only happened a month ago or yesterday. What would you say is your most memorable deal that you put together for a person or a family, something that was fun for you? I didn't tell you about this question.
No.
What would you say has stood out for you in your career?
You probably
have 7 million.
That's a hard one. Well, yeah, that is a hard one, because they are all memorable to me.
Yes.
They really are. I mean, I've had like a lot of like divorce cases where you've got to kind of, you know, navigate the waters.
Yes.
And make everybody happy. I mean, I bumped into a person that I just actually handed over the house to them. And she was chatting to me and telling me how happy she was. And she was actually, there were tears, and she actually started making me cry as well. So that's what a lot of people don't get. This industry brings a lot of emotions. You dealing with so many emotions with people, you know, and to be involved in that is something very special and unique. You don't have it in a lot of other industries, but we are so entrenched in this massive kind of decision that people make in purchasing a home or even selling a home. So I can't pinpoint one, because there are too many, but there's so many that I've been involved with. And the funny thing is that I would say 99% of all my transactions I've become friends. You know, I've got the most amazing relationships with people. In fact, my best friends are people that I met through this job. It's not even a job. I'm not even going to call it a job, because it's not a job. I met them by, they responded to one of my ads, and we just hit it off. And I found them a property in my complex. So literally they rode away from me, and I sold their property, and they're my best friends. I mean, that's like 4.5 years now. I mean, how awesome is that? You just can't get better than that. So yeah, I've got many examples for you. We can sit here all day. Yeah.
So if I came to you brand new as a rookie wanting to get into the real estate industry, but I was unsure as to whether I should or not, what question could you ask me or something that you could tell me that could help me make the right decision for me?
Okay. I would say you've got to have a lot of commitment. You've got to be committed to this job. It's not, I'm going to work 5 hours today and then I'm going to get a paycheck. It's nothing like that. You've really, if you want to succeed, you've got to be committed. So that would be number one. I would say have a plan of action. I'm very much a plan person. So I schedule things. I work off a full scale pad of paper every single day. Every night I write down what I'm going to do tomorrow. And that carries over to the next day if I don't finish it off. So I'm very planned about what I do. So I would say commitment, you've got to be driven. There are going to be challenges, there always are, and you've got to roll with the punches. But if you want to meet awesome people and learn and grow, then yeah, you try it, try it out. It's an amazing industry to be in, but you've got to have commitment and passion. I'm going to come back to passion again. Got to be passionate about this. Got to be passionate about this job. I'm going to say job in inverted commas. Otherwise, I feel you're going to just be average. You'll be average because people can feel it and people can see passion. So you'll just be an average agent, you know. So I would say if you're really serious, then sit down and have a good think and go for it.
Thank you. That's awesome. Okay, so in episode 2, I want to dig your brain or like pick your brain about market trends and what's going on right now in your territory.
Okay.
But if we can just on a high level, shallow level, is there anything that you can say right now that could maybe assist or any tips for buyers or sellers in your region, apart from they need to get hold of you?
Yes, that's number one. So for sellers, I would say have a relationship with your realtor. That's really important. So I like to get to know people so that you can just pick up the phone and, you know, we can just have a real conversation. So that's know your realtor. And number two is, are you ready to sell? Because if you are ready to sell, then I'm going to be able to price your property correctly and I'll more than likely sell it before I even list it. If we price correctly, and you're not going to become one of the window dressers that are sitting on the portals just sitting there, you know? So those are two tips I would say for sellers. And for buyers, flip. There are so many tips because it's the interest rate is so low. Now's the best time to buy. What else? You can get a bond quite easily at the moment. In property is always your safe bet. It still is and always will be a safe investment. Then what I've actually done, I've got a little thing that I give to my buyers, and I tell them that there are a couple of tips. The one is your must-haves when you purchase a property. So have a little list of must-haves then of love to have. So I'd love to have that, but it's not a necessity. Define your style and then know your neighborhood. So know what neighborhood you want to be in. So that cuts out a whole lot of time wasting and you know what we're doing. But what I've done is something a little bit different. On my social media platforms, on Facebook and Instagram, I've got 3 posts that go out regularly. And that's where consistency comes in. So I've got a Lisa Mason's Platinum Tips. I've got a Lisa Mason Loves. And I've got Lisa Mason's Home of the Week. So the first one is about everything like A to Z on property. so Lisa Mason's Platinum Tips. And then Lisa Mason, Home of the Week is one of my store mandates that I showcase. And Lisa Mason Loves is my interior design, which I love. So I incorporate all of that, put it out every single week on social media. I boost all my posts, and that is going to, it gives my buyers and sellers a really good understanding of who I am. So I always encourage them to go onto Facebook, go onto Instagram, and they get to know me. Yeah.
I love that. Love that. I'm actually going to say that everyone that's listening or watching, the links for Lisa Mason's pages for those various types of themes will be listed down below. So you can go directly there and have a look at everything that's happening right now in Lisa's world. That's awesome. Lisa, I'm going to ask you if we can chat to you again about market trends in episode 2 with you, market trends in the region. I'm so happy we finally got to meet.
Me too.
Now that we're on level 1 lockdown, I'm sure I'll be able to travel and meet you in person and learn a whole lot from you, and you can take me around and let me shadow and just like a day in the life of Lisa Mason. We've got to do that sometime this year. So thank you so much for your time. All of your guys, all of Lisa's information is going to be listed down below, and you can connect with her directly in her region. Lisa, thank you. You are a legend.
Thanks, Eva.
I learned a lot from you. We value you so much, and I can't wait to learn more in our next episode. And have a great month.
Fantastic. Thanks, Eva. You too. Thank you so much. Look forward to chatting next time.
I will do. We will. Awesome. We will chat.
Thanks, Eva. Thanks, Eva. Cheers.
Bye-bye.